Plenty of politicians campaign on promises of bipartisanship, but once they're elected, many fall short of making good. For Republican Charlie Baker, who will be sworn in as governor today, his first test is the formation of his cabinet. He still has a few picks to go, but as WBUR's Fred Bever reports, Baker's early moves show an emphasis on experience, regardless of party.
If you paid any attention to Charlie Baker's campaign for governor, you've likely heard this before.
My mom's a Democrat, my dad's a Republican. I grew up listening to them argue politics the whole time I was a kid. And I learned a couple of valuable lessons from that. One of them was it's okay to disagree without being disagreeable.
Now, Baker's task is to turn rhetoric into reality. And as he chooses his top staff, Baker says he's paying no attention to party. He believes success requires managerial competence, subject matter expertise, and, as he puts it, public and private sector chops. So far, he's picked 3 Republicans, 1 independent, and 4 Democrats, some say reflecting their general prevalence in the state's talent pool. They all come from widely different backgrounds, but it seems any in the fledgling cabinet could have sat down to dinner with Baker's parents without causing a ruckus. Here's Matthew Beaton, a Republican who will be Secretary of Energy and Environmental Affairs.
I think party politics is going to be put aside for all of us.
Beaton owns a small business, so there's your private sector chops. He's also just finished his second term in the House, providing Baker a vital link to the legislature. For that public sector experience Baker wants, there's Democrat Jay Ash, a longtime manager of Urban Chelsea, who will be Secretary of Housing and Economic Development. He's relishing the chance to mix it up a bit with his new colleagues.
Yeah, I hope the ideology actually does lead to disagreement behind closed doors and will cause us all to look differently at the issues that are before us.
And for another perspective, the incoming chief of the $19 billion Department of Health and Human Services, Mary Lou Sutters, an independent with a lengthy resume in social service. With a big budget deficit looming and Baker opposed to new taxes, Sutters says internal debate over whether and where to make cuts will be lively.
So I'm expecting some pretty energetic and energized conversations, but we're new coming together, so I don't see this as pointed elbows at all.
Baker honed his collaborative skills when he held powerful cabinet positions with Republican governors Bill Weld and Paul Cellucci. That under-the-dome experience should make him a smooth consensus builder with staff and the Democratic legislature, and better at it than relative outsiders Mitt Romney and Deval Patrick. So says Marty Linsky, who was Weld's general counsel. Linsky says back then there were some hot disputes behind the scenes.
And the deal is, as long as you are willing to carry out the decisions, even those that you don't agree with, then you get to stay at the table. Actually, literally in Weld's case, because there was a table.
Linsky says Weld's daily morning cabinet meetings encouraged smart group decision-making. He's urging Baker to follow suit.
What I would say in response to Marty is that a lot's happened in the last 20 years, the most significant thing of which is the development of Wi-Fi and the Internet. And you can have lots and lots of communication with people in this day and age without being face-to-face.
Baker adds that he does plan a weekly sit-down. For now, Baker is definitely enjoying a honeymoon. His cabinet picks are getting high marks for their depth and breadth, and Baker critics are scarce. There's some grumbling in western Massachusetts that none in the cabinet hail from their side of the state, but there's been little public reaction to a Boston Globe story this week that brought to light an apparent but years-old conflict of interest involving Baker's designee for labor secretary. Even Stephen Tolman, president of the state AFL-CIO, which endorsed Democrat Martha Coakley for governor, seems bullish on Baker.
The margin was very close, and Charlie knows he has to work with people if he wants to be successful. And I think he's very competent, and I think he's very committed. So I'm looking forward to seeing some real progress for the middle class who for the last 30 years have been taking it on the chin in every other place.
Governor-elect Baker says he will stay committed and collaborative, even though he knows the name-calling could start at any moment.
I also know for a fact, having been up there before, that anytime you get into a tough budget situation and you have to make decisions about programs to cut or programs to reform, you always end up in a back and forth with the legislature. It's a democracy. I expect that as just sort of a standard part of the process.
That process starts in earnest this afternoon when Baker is sworn in and the Baker era begins. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Bever.